Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Division of the Arts recently announced its first round of grants to support arts projects statewide in fiscal year 2023. The agency is investing almost $3 million in more than 110 arts and community organizations that provide everything from arts programming and services to arts education, marketing, and promotion. And in this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Division of the Arts Director Jessica Ball joins Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele to discuss this latest round of funding.
We're really, really excited to announce, the $3 million that is going out in our annual grants. This is our biggest tranche of money for the year. And as you mentioned, it goes out to support several of our grant programs, including our general operating support grant, project support, which is really for community-based organizations that provide arts programming. We have our art stabilization grant category that supports capital improvement projects. We have our startup category, which is for emerging arts organizations. And then we also have our education-based grants that you mentioned. So these are our big annual grants. The division has several other grants that we grant out throughout the year that are on rolling deadlines. But this is certainly our biggest investment of the year.
All right. You have been quoted as saying, and this is a direct quote, artists and arts organizations statewide have been on the cutting edge of the innovation and community impact over the last 2 years as they turn to a new phase of recovery from the shutdowns related to Delaware's public health emergency. You said it's critical that the Delaware Division of the Arts continue our significant investment into the sector. Expand on that for me.
Sure. I think we all know by now that the arts and culture sector, the creative economy as a whole, was one of the disproportionately impacted sectors in our economy during the pandemic. Many of our organizations were shuttered initially, and then, of course, spent time coming up with new ways to deliver arts and creativity to Delawareans. And so as we're coming out of the pandemic, it's really important that we invest in these organizations so that they're able to thrive and to deliver the type of arts programming that Delawareans need. I mean, it became really evident during the pandemic how essential arts are to our lives and to helping to maintain our mental health. It became evident how damaging and disruptive isolation can be. And I think the arts are a way to really bring communities together post-pandemic. So we want to set these organizations up in a position of strength so that they can continue to serve Delawareans.
Are arts organizations statewide, Jessica, coming back from the pandemic? And if not, what do they need to get back?
They really are coming back. Most organizations, as you know, Kelly, pivoted during the pandemic and were offering either hybrid virtual programming or a lot of organizations moved to outdoor programming and just generally came up with creative new ways to deliver the arts. So I would say after the initial shutdown, the sector did do a good job of adapting. And now that we're able to gather again in large groups, certainly arts organizations are resuming some of their more traditional programming, you know, the stuff that that folks know and love. But it's interesting to see how many arts organizations are actually keeping a lot of the new modes of delivery that they've invented during the pandemic. In fact, Opera Delaware is about to launch their mobile stage to be able to bring opera performances throughout the state. many organizations have gone mobile with their productions, and it doesn't look like that's going to stop anytime soon. And the other thing that organizations learned is that people do enjoy outdoor performances, and we're seeing more and more of that. And we're also seeing a continuation of hybrid programming. So people will continue to have the option to enjoy the arts from the comfort of their homes or from far, far away, wherever they may be, as long as they have an internet connection. So we're seeing some of these things are going to stick around.
Yeah, I was going to say, I talked to a lot of these organizations, and a lot of them, like you just said, pivoted to outdoors or a hybrid mode of operation during the pandemic. And they're continuing that because they found that it works for people who partake in these organizations and they enjoy being outside.
That's right. It was interesting to see a lot of these organizations open up or get to know new audiences, new members, because they were sort of outside of the traditional venues that they perform in. I think they got exposure to larger audiences, and more people became interested in what was going on because it was out there in the open to see. And more people who, you know, don't feel comfortable leaving their homes can join virtually. So I think it's a really interesting thing that happened during the pandemic, where arts organizations found themselves welcoming in new audience members that they hadn't ever reached before.
Absolutely. Hey, look, I was looking at the release, and it says grant updates for fiscal year 2023, and that includes, and I want you to explain, because this is returning, transportation, not transportation, but transportation.
Yes,
what
yes.
is this about?
Emphasizing the art. We made up a word. We just kind of combined transportation and art for our transportation grants. It's a grant that has been on hold for the last couple of years due to COVID, but it's really meant to support travel expenses, including buses, fuel, parking tolls, anything related to travel for school children to travel to Delaware arts and cultural institutions to attend arts performances throughout the state. So it's up this year. We, because of the rising costs in fuel and really everything, we have upped this grant to $500 in hopes that that will, subsidize some great field trips to some great venues. And we're excited that it's returned this year and that arts organizations are really excited to start welcoming school field trips back.
And artist opportunity grants have increased to $1,000. Talk about that.
They have, Kelly. Artists were particularly hard hit during the pandemic. Many of them lost opportunities to exhibit and to sell due to cancellations. And as we know, the price of everything, including art materials and supplies, are going up dramatically. So we decided this year, in order to help those individual artists, to increase that opportunity grant from $750 each to $1,000 each.
Jessica, as the director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, moving forward, what is your hope for arts organizations statewide?
My hope is that arts organizations really continue to explore this idea of increased access and increased engagement with audiences. I think that there's an opportunity to build on the momentum that started as a positive outcome of the pandemic, which is this opportunity to think creatively about delivering the arts. So I think more and more organizations are going to be working with communities, with existing audiences, and with potential new audiences to make sure that they're tapped in to what audiences want and need from our arts organizations. So I'm excited to see how that continues to develop. We're really grateful to be able to grant this money out to this community. The arts and culture community does amazing things with these funds. They make them go a long way, and we're just glad that they're able to serve Delawareans throughout the state.
Thanks to Delaware Division of the Arts Director Jessica Ball and our Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me and the latest historic preservation story from contributor Larry Nangast. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.